could you let go of disapproving of yourself? And could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more? And could you let go of disapproving of yourself even more? And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And could you give yourself some approval? Could you? Could you give yourself some more approval? Could you give yourself some more approval, some more? And a little bit more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And allow that to expand. Giving yourself approval, you're already approved of. You have it inside you. And what we just did before is just tickle your funny bone. So you can allow that approval energy, which has always been there, to arise. Allow it to arise. It's a high place. Bring it up. And just welcome it. And more. And more. Now see if there's anything that you want to change in your life. When you want to change something, you're holding in mind what you don't want. And Lester said over and over again, hold in mind what you want, not what you don't want. So could you let go of wanting to change something that you haven't been able to change anyway? You know that. Anything you want to change, it doesn't change. So how smart is it to continue to want to change something when it's not changing? That's not smart, is it? And who's been doing it? You have. Most of us have hundreds of things we want to change. And it's not going to change as long as you want to change it. So could you let go of wanting to change it? Would you let go want to change something that you haven't been able to change? You might as well let go. And more. And more. And why do you want to change it? Because you're resisting it. You don't like what's going on. If you resist it and you want to change it, it continues. It goes on and on and on. So that thing that you want to change, see if you're resisting it. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant and 0 being the least resistant, where would you be? All right. Now ask the resistance if it wants to leave. Every feeling wants to leave. Every feeling, including the ego, wants to leave. So ask the resistance if it wants to leave. Just go ahead and ask it. Raise your hand if it says yes. All right. So just, I love you. I love you. And I give you permission to leave. I love you. And you really mean it. I really, really love you. And I give you permission to leave. And more. And more. And even more. It wants to leave, just let it leave. Now on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant and 0 being the least resistant, where would you be? Now see how much you let go of. See how much you still want to change, or what it is that you wanted to change. What did it get to be that it doesn't matter? Raise your hand if it doesn't matter. All right, so it still matters, so you still want to change it. Now, how smart is that? Well, how would it be if it was exactly the way you wanted it to be? If you have a financial problem, you got lots of money now. You have a health problem, your body is healed. You have a relationship problem, the relationship is healed. How would it be if that was the case? How would you feel? Raise your hand if you feel happy about that. So all gains have to do with the want, the need to be happy. So why not get to that place where you're happy now, right now? And allow that energy to expand. Allow it to expand. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And more. Now see where you are. Are you in courageousness, acceptance, or peace? If you are, just look down. There's a story, a picture, a noise in your head. And as long as you got a noise in your head, you're out of control. It's impossible to be happy. So we picked a very quiet place to get quiet without disturbances. So from this place, allow that story or picture to evaporate and dissolve. And more. Just allow it to evaporate and dissolve. And you want to get to a place where you don't want to change it anymore. And interestingly enough, when you do that, you'll be holding in mind what you want, not what you don't want, and it'll fall in your lap. That very thing that you wanted to change. You don't have to believe a word I'm saying, but take it for checking. Check it out. You're not going anywhere when you want to change something. You're just staying miserable. And I'm not going to give you a card to the laugh party. We're going to take it away from you. You're going to have to be a Democrat or a Republican. That's serious. And you can go around debating and never finding an answer. Up to you. So could you just decide to let go? What would it take for you to let go? It's just a thought. It's a picture or a thought. Just let go of that thing that you want to change. You have to decide, I want to be happy or I want to be miserable. Your decision. And if you take a look at anything that you want to change, you've been miserable about it. Now, this is a group of people that know how to release, so you're not as miserable as some of the other people. But if that makes you happy, okay. I mean, I'm not as miserable as others. I think that's pride. I'm not sure, but I think so. Now, why should you be miserable? Who's it up to? If you have a list of things you want to change, you are, to the extent that you have a long list or a short list, you're miserable. Take a check and see if that isn't true. Now, the expression is misery likes company, not here. Go join another seminar, the miserable seminar. So whatever's bothering you, why not join the laugh party? You let go of what bothers you right now? And more. And more. And more. Now raise your hand if you're not concerned about what you want to change anymore. Raise your hand if you don't want to change it anymore. Oh, all right, good. Good, now that wasn't difficult, was it? Now, was it that, what was it that you wanted to change? Your point of view. That's what you wanted to change. Isn't that true? One minute you thought it was terrible, and the next minute you released some energy. And your point of view changed. Now, how difficult is that? Now, if you're smart, just release on it, and your point of view will change, and the results will change. Many of you had lots and lots and lots and lots of gains, or you wouldn't be here. So think of something and see if you can let go of whatever it is you want to change. Raise your hand if you want to change your financial situation. I just want to see it. Raise your hand if you want to change your financial situation. Yeah, that seems to be a prevalent thing going around. It's like mad cow disease. Yeah. Going around. It's not a germ, it's the government. The government spreads it out. All governments spread it out. Yeah. And raise your hand if you don't feel like you have the right lifestyle. You're not doing what you want to do. You'd like to change that. Okay. And raise your hand if you don't have enough time to do what you want to do. Raise your hand. And raise your hand if you want to have a healthy body and you haven't been able to change that. Same people are raising their hand. And oh, my goodness. It must be true what Lester said. How you do anything is how you do everything. So here's the good news. If you can let go of one thing that you want to change, the chances are that all the rest of it's going to go because it is energy. And what Lester did is he got rid of all of his non-loving feelings, and then he never saw another doctor for the next 40 years. But he didn't do anything about getting his money situation straightened out. He just took the positive energy that he had, and he focused in that direction and became a multimillionaire. He didn't do anything. All you got to do is get positive about it. So let's just work on one thing. If you leave tonight with one thing that don't want to change anymore, you're okay with it, then we did a good night's job. So what's it going to take to let go of that thing that you want to change? What will it do? What would you do? Could you let go of one to change it? Now, it isn't that you can't change it. You won't. You won't change it. Take a look right behind the I won't, and you'll see either a fear or resistance behind the I won't. Raise your hand if it's a fear. All right? And raise your hand if it's a resistance. Ah. Resistance is going around. Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant, we'll just work on that right now. Where would you be with regard to that thing you want to change? Now, if you could let go of resistance, and let go of resisting, it'll change. So ask the resistance if it wants to leave. Ask it if it wants to leave. And remember, who's the boss here? Whose voice is speaking to you? That sound in your head, whose voice is that? Whose sound is that? Is there anybody else here? No. It's just you and your voice. And you think you have to listen to it? That's funny. That's funny. And you will die digesting. Digesting. It's funny. Now, could you just let that go? Ask it if it wants to leave. It wants to leave. I love you. I love you. I'm happy about you. I'm happy about you. I love you. And I give you permission to leave. You got to really love it, not just say it, but really feel, I love you. I love you, resistance. I created you. I created you to help me. Against what? I don't know. That's funny. So I give you permission to leave. Enough of this joke. Enough of this farce. And I give you permission to leave so I could be free to do what I want to do. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant and 0 being the least resistant, where would you be? Ask the remaining resistance if it wants to leave. Just allow it to leave some more. And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And more. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most resistant and 0 being the least resistant, where would you be now? Now, who's the boss? And who's resisting? So, could you let go of resisting? Believe it or not, it's just a feeling. And more, and more, and even more, and more. And see how you feel about it now. See if you still want to change it. Raise your hand if you don't want to change it anymore. It's okay. So check and see if you're still resisting. Who's resisting? And I told you, as you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're resisting that one little thing, you're resisting everything. If you have a fear about letting go of that, ask the fear if it wants to leave. All these feelings want to leave. Fear is just coming up saying, I want out of here. And that's what we have fear. I want out of here. Please get me out of here. That person's nuts. So just ask it if it wants to leave. I love you. And I give you permission to leave. I love you. And I give you permission to leave. And more. And more. Now, what's it going to take for you to let go of wanting to change? If I put a hot poker in your hand, would you stand there and hold it? Or would you drop it? Okay. Raise your hand if you still want to change it. Oh. It's okay. Raise your hand if it's okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Because I'm going to do something radical. You can open up your eyes now. I'm going to do something radical. I don't know if you notice, but I do channel things. So if you don't like my jokes, it's not me. I'm just channeling it. In fact, there's so many people channeling, I had to go to cable. But I am going to channel one of my favorite gurus. It's not Lester. It's one of my favorite gurus, and I did channel him. His name is Hari Kund Baba. He's the garment center saint. He specializes in alterations. And so, with great anticipation, I signed up to accompany the garment center saint on one of his New Delhi pilgrimages. A New Delhi had just opened up on 37th Street, and Hari Kund Baba was going to check it out. I sat reverently in the Great One's presence as he devoured a pastrami sandwich and washed it down with Dr. Brown's Cell-Ray Tonic. Finally, I couldn't contain myself no longer. He said, "Oh, garment center, great garment centered one." I blurted out, "What is the secret to happiness?" And he said, "Digesting," he said, his mouth full, barely looking up at the plate. "That's it? Just sitting here and eating food is the secret to happiness?" I asked, greatly disappointed. "Who said anything about food?" he replied. "I said the secret to happiness is the digesting. We got to die someday, so we might as well die digesting. And since you never really know when the grim reaper is going to show up, I suggest you start jesting now." "How do I do that?" I said. "Well," Hari Kund Baba finally looked up from his sandwich and said, "do you ever wake up in the morning feeling funny?" "Yes," I answered, "all the time." "Well, there you are. You got a head start. Just go with it." "I have looked like I just dropped my toothpaste, a tube of toothpaste, you know, crestfallen." And because he raised his hand in resignation, okay, I just want you to know what the real secret to happiness, so I'll tell you. A man goes to the doctor, wags his arm, and says, "Doctor, it hurts when I do this." And the doctor says, "So don't do this." I reacted to the Zen koan, which with such explosion of laughter that another delicatessen customer stopped eating to watch. A concerned physician came over to see if I was suffering from involuntary gag response. Hari Kund Baba assured him that I was fine, but the doctor kept hanging around to make sure I didn't upchuckle. So to make a long story short, this is how I got stuck by enlightening, opening up my clown chakra, set about by earning my black belt in the Borscht Belt. Have you got enough yet? All right, so from time to time, whenever I was in New York, I would spend as much time as I could with the great master. I was able to piece together a little history of his unsung teacher and found that he indeed worked in the garment center for many years. Although it could never be proven, he said that he possessed remarkable power, that he could mend fabric without thread. And he said, "People were like frayed clothing. They need mending." Hey, what can I tell you? Hari Kund Baba, he dealt in a material world. So, let's hear. Lester, they didn't come and get me. I'm safe. You can die jesting. So we are going to be working on the fear of dying, and we want to make light of it. Because the truth of the matter is, you can't die. Nobody can die. The problem is we have all kinds of stories about it and pictures and what people told us about it. Now, the truth of the matter is we're working on the bottom line. This is the final step. If you can let go of fear of dying, what's the problem? If you had no fear of dying, you wouldn't have to take an annual checkup. You wouldn't have to go to work. You wouldn't have to have an insurance policy. You wouldn't have to do anything. You just have fun. That makes sense? So if we can knock out the fear of dying, which is just another feeling, that's all it is. It's a hard one to get. You need to build up on it. That's why I wanted you to have the goals and resistance course and the grow-up course so we could work up to it. And many of you have been coming around for a long time, and it's time to drop the fear of dying. It's time to drop the fear of dying. How many people are ready to do that? Raise your hand. Okay. So it's not that serious. It really isn't serious. If all the feelings want to leave, if all the feelings want to leave, if it's true, if they all want to leave, what's the problem? So see if you could sum up some fear of dying right now. Let's not fool around with it. Just see if you could stir up some fear of dying right now. And go ahead and ask it if it wants to leave. Go ahead and ask it if it wants to leave. Raise your hand if it says yes. All right. I love you. I love you. Say it. I love you. I really love you. And I give you permission to leave. Now raise your hand if you feel a little lighter. All right, so isn't that proof that it's just a feeling? Right? So allow it to come up some more. That fear of dying, you know, to get serious about it. It's not, I'm not going to beat you on the head about it at all or anything like that. Ask it if it wants to leave. I love you. Say it, I love you, and I will give you permission to leave. Raise your hand if you still feel a little lighter. All right, so we have all these misconceptions about dying. All misconceptions about dying. And believe it or not, they're beliefs, stories, pictures, and they all want to leave. Every one of them wants to leave. And who gave it to you? A bunch of so-called experts who don't know anything about dying. And the ones who gave it to you ought to drop dead. Because they lie to you and they palm themselves off as an expert. All these experts you read in the papers, all these scientists, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. And all they're talking about is to show people how to be miserable and be afraid of it. And the newspapers perpetrate this. Your mother and father perpetrated it. Religion perpetrates it. And the truth of the matter is, it's not true at all. However, you need to find out. Just because I said so, don't believe a word anybody says. But you got some accumulated feelings and programs and stories about it, which is why you're so frightened about it. But you really don't know. You really don't know. If you could be aware of it and be enlightened, and release the blindness that you have by the fear of dying is the biggest blindness of all. It's bigger than the fear, plain fear. It's bigger than resistance. And if you didn't have those feelings, you'd be free. You'd experience freedom. It's my intention to allow you to experience your freedom this week. You're already free. Each one of you is already free. Only we're blinded by our feelings. That's all. Nothing more. And just because I said so doesn't mean anything. You need to experience it, and then you will know.